poll, Indiana Senate race trending towards Republican Mike Braun. By Sean Moran on October 23, 2018. The Indiana Senate race continues to trend towards Hoosier businessman and Republican candidate Mike Braun over Senator Joe Donnelly, DN, according to a poll released on Tuesday. An Indy Politics and Mason Strategies poll released on Tuesday found that Braun leads Donnelly by 4 points, 47-43%, with Libertarian Lucy Brenton capturing 3% and 7% of Hoosiers remain undecided. Josh Kelly, a campaign spokesman for Braun, said in a statement that Braun has the momentum on his side 2 weeks ahead of the November midterm election. Mike Braun has all the momentum in this race because Hoosiers are excited to send a job creator, an outsider, and a doer to represent them in Washington. And Senator Donnelly's campaign is on the ropes because Hoosiers are fed up with politicians who will say anything to keep their job, Kelly said. Stephen Spiker of Mason Strategies said on Tuesday that the poll's 3.9% margin of error essentially makes the Indiana Senate race a tie. However, the survey does serve as a worrying signal for the incumbent Democrat who has continued to lose ground in the contentious Indiana Senate election. When applying the margin of error to each candidate's vote share, the race is statistically tied, Spiker explained. However, 2 weeks before the election, you'd rather be Mike Braun than Joe Donnelly with these numbers. The survey also said that Senator Donnelly's vote against confirming Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court gave Braun a 5-point advantage over the Hoosier Democrat. 35% of likely voters said that Donnelly's vote against Kavanaugh made it less likely that they will vote for Donnelly, compared to 30% who said that his vote against Kavanaugh would make it more likely to back Donnelly, while 32% of votes said Donnelly's vote against Kavanaugh would not impact their decision for the November Senate election. The Indy Politics poll also found that Republicans have nearly matched Democrats in voter enthusiasm. 72% of Braun voters said that they are extremely or very interested in voting this November, compared to 74% of Braun voters. 42% of Braun voters said that their enthusiasm is extreme compared to 41% of Donnelly voters. A third poll conducted by the Indiana Business Journal found that Donnelly only leads by 1.41% to 40%, while Brenton has 8% of the vote, and the survey has a 4.6% margin of error. The Journal's poll puts victory in the Indiana Senate race well within his grasp. Spiker noted that in a state that Donald Trump won during the 2016 presidential election by 20 points, Donnelly needs the momentum to reverse direction towards him for him to win the Indiana Senate race. Joe Donnelly needs a lot of things to break his way. Some of them are, but it may not be enough as voters in both parties consolidate and turn out, Spiker said.